I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Longtime listener and supporter Emma in the UK asked on Facebook about the history of wreaths. I could have sworn I'd already discussed them. I mean, 90 episodes, come on. And I was prepared to just go more in depth on the subject, but looking through all the episodes, it looks like I've really only mentioned them in passing. So Emma, I'm happy to discuss them now. Like most of our holiday decorations, wreaths go back a long way. Pre-Christmas. Way, way pre-Christmas. The first we know about were used in ancient southern Europe. The Etruscan civilization, which was in what is now Italy, had jewelry with symbols from Greek myths, maybe metal leaves. Some of the leaves were ivy, oak, olive, myrtle, and laurel. These were in the shape of wreaths, more or less, and Etruscan rulers wore them as crowns, as Greek and Roman rulers later also did. Wreaths grew in popularity so that others wore them, and they were kind of a uniform showing the person's occupation and status in the society, depending on what they were made of. The laurel wreath was popular. It showed achievement. Laurel wreaths were the ones the Olympic winners would be crowned with. These days, you can see wreaths on doors year-round. Those are generally harvest wreaths, also an ancient European phenomenon. Ancient Greece had wreaths with wheat and other harvested plants woven together with red and white thread, and these would hang on their doors year-round. They were sacred and part of rituals to various gods so they would protect the crops and population from plagues. Christmas wreaths are used by many to get ready for Advent, the coming of Christ. Some experts think these go back to the 16th century Lutherans in Germany, where so many of our traditions come from. We know that in 1839, German missionary Johann Heinrich Wickern took a cartwheel and made a wreath to teach kids about what Christmas means, and he used it as kind of an Advent calendar. Seems that before that, kids would ask all month if it was Christmas yet. They didn't have isitchristmas.com. Every Sunday of Advent, which starts the fourth Sunday before Christmas, he'd put a white candle in the wreath. Every other day, he'd put a red candle. This custom spread around Protestant churches and evolved over the years to a smaller wreath with four or five candles. German Roman Catholics started using the wreath in the 1920s, and it came to America sometime in the 1930s. I always wonder whether the item came first and then the symbolism, or the symbolism and an item was found that fit the symbolism. I think it's usually the item and the symbolism comes later. I'll bet much later sometimes. It doesn't make the symbolism less potent or meaningful, though. The Advent wreath, like so many decorations this time of year, are made with evergreens. They symbolize the everlasting life Jesus promises, and the wreath is circular to represent the love of God, who has no beginning and no end. The Protestant wreaths usually use red candles, which is one of the many reasons Christmas decorations are often red. Rose vestments and decorations are not usually used in Protestant churches, so they stand out. Blue can also be popular. Blue symbolizes hope and waiting, two major themes of Advent. Sometimes a white candle is used in the middle, which might be called the Christ candle. This one would be lit Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Catholic churches like violet and rose candles. Violet is the color of seasons of penitence. Rose is used on the third Sunday to add some joy to the proceedings. Here in America, wreaths can be real or artificial. They'll have, or look like they have, evergreens twisted into a circle, usually on a wire frame. They'll be decorated with various things often found in nature in the area, like pine cones, sometimes holly leaves and berries, ribbons, bows, and today, lights. The wreaths on the door seem to be a combination of the Advent and harvest wreaths, and I think symbolize Christmas to many people who hang them. Our door is situated too close to the screen door, so we have one on the gate to our yard and another one hanging on the wall outside our kitchen. And we have one more I'm trying to find a place for.
There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. What are the names that you? Elena, the divine. Bethlehem cradles a king. and the star rains its fire, while the beautiful scene for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. Play the oboe and bagpipes merrily. Let us sing of his love for us. For more than 4,000 years, we've been promised by the prophet.
From Houston, Texas, that's Dee Dee, Song in the Air, which she wrote, paired with Ilene, which you probably know she didn't write, since it's a traditional French carol just over 150 years old. You can find links to her music and all the music I play at mychristmasstocking.net, where you can also call me to wish Merry Christmas to somebody you love, share a favorite Christmas memory from your childhood or maybe the childhood of one of your kids, a favorite Christmas tradition, whatever you'd like to share. It's very easy. You click call me, put in your phone number, mark it private if you don't want me to know who it is. Google Voice will call you, you press 1, and boom, it calls me. Once in a while, I might actually pick up, watch Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and mychristmasstocking.net to find out when that will happen. We are on Google+. Yes, we are. You can find the link to that at mychristmasstocking.net. What's up, Tommy in Texas? Gabriella in Argentina? Gabriella is also on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for following. She's been around a long time. I really appreciate it. Talking about Twitter, what's up, babyface? That's right. At Kenny Edmonds, verified account, retweeted a tweet of mine last week. Of course, it was about him. And he probably didn't retweet it himself. And the account's not actually following me, but I thought it was cool anyway. I loved his performance of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas with Toni Braxton. It was amazing. It really was. And at JBEDC, who I'm kind of jealous of because he was in New York City and saw the Rockefeller Christmas tree and Saks Fifth Avenue and all the hustle and the bustle of Christmas. Although I think there was probably more bustle than hustle when I was there a few years ago. I could hardly move. Our Facebook address, facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. I want to say hi to somebody new in the Facebook family, Ben in the UK, also Sean in Pennsylvania, and Sarah in Australia, who's been around a long time, also on Google+ and Twitter. Yeah, the cool kids are on the social media. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time in the Christmas Stocking, it'll almost be Christmas. So I'm going to read you a Christmas story. Get your footy pajamas ready.